that hard, they make you have a vote for it, I'll put it there. But of course, then you go to conference and you have a change. But
when does that be? When would the vote
be? That would be in the procurement.
That would be in the procurement.
That would be the second bill. But I tell you now, we just here in the family, I think we ought to make some decisions before we go to the floor. The committee now, and we are combing this thing, we will make some manpower reductions in the chapter of that number of men in uniform. So you make a good argument on the floor that this is the way to reduce the budget. If that takes 60%, you know, off your military gun, what's a few thousand. Another point is that the story's out that there was some extra money put in that military budget back to life. Maybe there's something to it. Now, if there is, it's not necessary, I think, the thing to do is take all of it or some of it out to start with. Double act to hit them with on the floor. This manpower, I'm just being totally frank with you, I think, trying to find me.
Sure.
You said manpower, so. Now, some of that extra money now, hopefully it may be over in the appropriation bill rather than military procurement. You know, since you left there, we have this military procurement. It's all hardware, research and development. It doesn't go to the operation and maintenance money, you see. You know what that is, buying the clothes and the freight and transportation. And we can make some whole production there. Those two, it won't have to be so great. You know, we haven't had a chance to talk since we got back here, but this is something kicking around in my mind since you called this meeting. I'd rather not be happy quoted on this. I wonder if I may just what do you, I just go to that now, go to that one. I don't think we have any trouble with the draft bill. I don't favor the political quality of the bill.
Necessary, it would be very desirable for us to perhaps have a little informal talk about it.
Yes.
That's all I
so much on the floor anyway from Fox Lawyer's talk. Will they cut in addition to
cut it? From
I think the strategy is good at the cutting committee, but I don't know whether it will be the floor on the chairman's side on his side tonight.
Well, I think that there's folks that we can get in there that stand with the committee. They feel like the committee made a real effort to cut where they thought it was standing. I don't know if the procurement bill would stand much money cut. I say, well, if you reduce this amount of total manpower, so that will lead to the wage reduction. Of course, the manpower figure is still being cut.
Tara has changed so that Tara, Thurman, and I are solid, but that's about all on our side.
you let us know.
Yes.
Let us know which ones that, I think you've got Tower of Stern, that's for sure.
Yes, I understand so. Now, Dominic is opposed.
But my name is that Golden Town.
And I would think Goldwater before you finish.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
He ought to.
I don't understand.
He's often a kid there.
Actually, I don't know.
Well, trust me. You can find a committee there, aren't you?
Yeah, good. We have good members of.
We, I mean, they're all along in different directions.
Exactly.
It's, I did, well, no reflection on them. I mean, they're very individualistic.
Well, yes, they're all wanting.
Good thing. It's actually good on it.
But I think you helped show me, Mark, that to vote on the 1 year, then the loser, I think, and like Saturday, people would want to come over there. Anyway, I want you to talk to you one, every one of them, and I want to talk to one of them, those two people on this.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, wouldn't you say that you could use that Suzanne Saturday as a night of this instruction?
Yes, I think so.
That would help.
That would help that much. Yeah, definitely. If they really wanted in the bill, they'll say for it directly to see what they have. Thank you, and yes, and that. Target, sole target. It's going to take a lot of effort, though. I'm going to talk to every senator on the committee that I think could have any influence with. As soon as we finish the markup, you know I've already got a list of them. So that's what I think is we're in trouble.
Could you give me the votes?
This selective service, I'm going for it. Well, I think we can get it marked up about 10 days beyond next Wednesday.
Yeah. 10 days to next Monday.
Yeah, we get it marked up.
And then?
And then it'll come on to the floor and have Mansfield said as soon as he can get it up.
Right.
Now, we almost have to get it out of the way so our committee then can drop back on this procurement, you see.
And when will that come to the floor, sir?
Well, I would hope for it to come, say, July, you know, somewhere in there.
July 1?
Yeah.
That's good.
Somewhere in there.
Not till July 1.
Well, maybe the latter part last week in June. It's going to take some time in there.
Time.
I think
time is important.
Important. You know what to do.
Time is important. You get a little time, boss.
Well, we leave it. I'd rather leave that open now and sure. Try to get it disposed of before the August recess.
You're going to have an August recess?
Oh, yeah, that's already agreed on.
When is that?
Well, it's about the whole month long.
From August 7th, on the day after Labor Day.
Yes.
So this is 4 weeks.
That's good.
Should go away. Mr. President, I think much of this depends on the chairman's goodness. It's a position, a solid position. I think we can really get some people.
Position on what?
On either the selective service or
the I didn't want to make the production. I think you can make some of that production.
For me, as a matter of fact, before they fire the chairman, if I were you, would you come down with this, what you think is this, what you are convinced is necessary for the national security. They vote against it, it's going to be pretty tough. I don't think they're going to want to take you on. So
you old compliment me. I say it's true. That you are the man, of course, you the key man. You know what I'd be for me. No question about it. I didn't have to fight it. You just have to help all we can.
We can.
No one will remember.
We will. Don't worry about it.
You're the only way. Oh, I don't know what we have on in our
same heirs, too. You know, a lot of heirs on your side.
Yes.
New members of the competitor committee.
Well, Benson from Texas, and I think he's going to go right down to London. All right, there's something on fire, yeah. And Hughes is not going to know, although I agree Hughes will try to give us trouble. I might have a little influence with him on that scale.
Yeah.
Not for his vote, but for the
yes, I think so, I still have.
And he is an artist, too.
Yeah, I know. if you, if, for example, the new leadership, which is Brezhnev, gets the view that they can get everything they want without bargaining for it, then we're not going to get anything. Now, you know what's happening on the numbers, John. You know that the numbers of their offensive missiles and so forth, it's going on up in their summary and so forth. Now, we've got some good bargaining position now. As a matter of fact, that's why we put the extra in that budget. So that was not so much a signal here, but a signal there. Now, that 76 number is important. So if we, I'm not suggesting we can't make changes, how they work it out, whatever you, but I'm only saying that remember that in the context of trying to get not just our own budget in line, but giving us a bargaining position with the Soviets, we mustn't give away now, see if we can. That's what we're
doing. But I'm not going to hold one in 10 like this.
Yeah,
not like that.
Right.
And if you were doing the salt calls, I'm not just,
but.
Well, this week
is all about more than that.
It's more than that.
They hold
their whole
attitude. Well, because the Chinese thing is breaking down. There's so many things going on in the world. It's time to actually be very firm.
Yeah. Well, now listen, you understand why I'm asking you to hear.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm sorry, I can't not hear your speech.
Oh, well, no.
Don't you know?
Wouldn't it be well then to do something to delay it?
be better than that, Rick.
We'll be in August. We go out August 6th. It's September, the way that...
September would be great. That'd be fine.
You might want to be a little flexible about it, but...
Well, September would be great, except to say that we may come to you 60 days or within 60 days and say, I think July is good. September might be better. Play the game without letting anybody do it. They're not too desperate about it. Don't let it come up before July. That's what we need.
I can do that because I can have some personal reason, perhaps, to ask Stenson.
Right. Here's the point. Let me see. We do not want an EBM vote in July. The only reason is why, you can guess. That's fine. Now, it may be that if you come to July, we won't want it to September, but you know what I mean. That's what the Senate ought to be doing. Now, on the manpower thing, the reason that is important is that with our Vietnam wind down now, you know, with us, the good things you say about Vietnam this summer.
Well, unnecessary talk going on. Some of these public announcements. Yes, my mail is has gone completely. I haven't been in there this morning. I think it all came out because of your speech. I'm going to make a speech tomorrow.
Are you?
Yes.
I appreciate that. Well, that'll be very helpful.
Been doing a little research on it because I'd like to make a major.
Let me put this Kelly case in context. There's no question about his guilt, in my opinion. Second, there's no question about the fact that we have a different standard in these terms of cases than our enemies. The U.S. government say, well, the gee whiz, you just killed a bunch of communists. Speedy as a lawyer, any rapist or murderer in the District of Columbia is let out on bail or roam the streets. Now, Cali, they don't think if the judge considers, if they can put up the bail, if he considers they're not dangerous, and then they go out and rape and murder again. Well, now, and that's true in half the states of this country. And that's why sending Cali to Leavenworth, the coolest field there for 2 weeks of a review, and years of a review process, doesn't make any sense. He should go back to his quarters. He's not dangerous. That's why he did that. Simply as a matter of giving in the military, exercising exactly what a judge could exercise in the other. That's why I did that. With regard to review of the case, I have that responsibility anyway. In other words, if somebody appeals the case, the commander-in-chief is the final reviewing officer if he wants to exercise it. So what I was doing there was simply first saying the fact that while an individual was waiting the final determination of this case, he should be confined. In other words, he isn't being let out, he's still confined in court, but he's not going to be in Leavenworth. But second, as far as the case is concerned, because a lot of people were concerned about it, that I myself would personally review it. And that does not reflect on the court. I think the court, those are a lot of dedicated officers, it doesn't reflect on the prosecutor. As a matter of fact, rather than being a derogation of the military system of justice, it supports it, because I decline the advice of many, which was to set up a presidential commission, take it away from the military courts. That would destroy military justice. I said, let justice run its course, and then I'll review it. So that's the case.
I think this is what counts for people. I think the fact that you, as commander-in-chief, could review this, give them go through the whole judicial process. I didn't approve the committee getting in on this at all. I was all faithful.
Well, you know, we had people with suggestions, Margaret, of setting up a warrant commission. Good God, I mean, wouldn't that have been awful? Uh-huh. Look what that would have done. It would have tried a warrant commission on Cali. There were over 100 other cases, but be that as it may, look what it would do to military justice. After all, these six guys sat there for months in the case and so forth, and they were in a group. Let it go through the judicial process.
Yes.
So we were really, I think, doing the right thing.
I'm sure you
were. And it is to cool the country.
Yes.
On the other thing, as I say, you could help us on that. Colonel, you're the right. We're on the same thing. You see what our problem is.
Yes.
We are. On the manpower thing, we really need that 2 years. We just got to have that.
From the chairman this morning, I gather he is going to push that. And hasn't been doing that. First started out and thought he would...
Well, it's obvious that he's a little if you and Snacks come up together on this thing, I think you got a good chance to go through. What do you think, Dave?
Well, I think
you can follow
the point on this 2-year issue with this. We have at least a 5-year chance of getting the draft down somewhere near zero. We have a 2-year extension. We have only a 1-year extension. There's so much of our matters.
Yeah.
Volunteers are drafted to do this. We just have no chance. So anyone that really wants to get the draft down, and that's what we're trying to do, have a 2-year.
It takes 2 years to do it. In other words, if you get two, we all know people have a disagreement about the volunteer service, but in the end, we would like to have more volunteers than less, right? Now, in 2 years, we got a chance to do it. That's why Goldwater and Happy ought to be for it. That's the way we get it. It's the transition.
But you don't get in on it, sir.
No, I know.
That's a nasty statement, but this is what's going on.
It happens to be true.
We have too many candidates.
Yeah. Or candidates or articles.
Yes, that's right. And anyway.
Wait.
I think perhaps Santa has something on a 4-year. I would rather see it 4 years and probably would vote with him. Because that gives him an argument when it comes down to 2 years. I don't think he could get it.
Well, you know your strategy. You can go for 4 and come to 2, but get us 2. Can you do that, do you think?
Well, I don't know.
Do your best.
I don't know. The Armed Services Committee is a good committee, but it isn't together from Symington down on that side. And
wow.
From Saxby up on our side. It's
before you go, Mark, take her out to see the roses garden.
Oh, I'd love to, Miss Brady. The trees, you know, are only pretty for a week, and you've got to go see them.
Thank you very much. Go on.